commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
The Wisconsin Environment Research and Policy Center is out with a report on the dirtiest power plants in our state. Now, there are two things that are disingenuous about this report, and they should be pointed out. First, the Weston Power Plant is on the list. And second, the report's recommendations are unrealistic and leave out an obvious solution. The Weston Power Plant, owned by Wisconsin Public Service, is actually four plants in one. There are four coal-fired boilers. The oldest, Weston 1, dates back to 1954. It's also the smallest in terms of the power it can generate. The newest, Weston 4, was completed in 2008. It generates six times as much as the old boiler. To lump the Weston Power Plant into one combined unit for an environmental report on smokestack emissions is deceptive. During periods of normal demand for electricity, the Weston 4 boiler generates most of the power. It has the most modern technology. If it was a standalone facility, it would be one of the cleanest coal-fired plants in the country. You remember that environmentally friendly Governor Jim Doyle personally streamlined the DNR and the PSC review process to get the permits quickly for this facility. Governor Doyle also proudly posed for pictures at the ribbon cutting. Generally, the cleaner, more modern 3 and 4 boilers carry most of the weight at the plant. The futures of the 1 and 2 boilers are uncertain because of the new emission standards from the Obama administration. The research report wants all of the five dirtiest plants phased out. Their solutions are wind and solar, but neither are adequate replacements for coal-powered energy. In some parts of California, rooftop solar panels are required on new homes. They add about $7,000 to the building cost and are only powerful enough to run the home's hot water heater. The average family's hot water heater costs about $60 a month to operate, so the technology takes 115 years to pay for itself. What the Wisconsin Environment Research and Policy Center leaves out is nuclear power. France has almost no smokestack emissions from power generation. 70% of their electricity comes from nuclear plants. And there are 10 countries that get a third of their power from nuclear, and many are considered environmentally friendly, like Finland, Sweden, Belgium, Hungary, and Switzerland. This is clean and safe power. Of course, the plants can't be built near fault lines, like in Japan, or with outdated technology, like at Chernobyl. The problem with building new nuclear plants in the U.S. is the lawsuits and delays that make them economically unfeasible. Nuclear plants could replace coal-fired plants almost one-to-one. Energy forecasts that admit them as an option are simply not realistic.